Illinois has passed new landmark legislation aimed at dismantling systemic racism in education. One part of this law requires expanded Black history lessons in schools. Illinois is one of three states to pass laws in the past year to change the way schools teach Black history. From member station WILL, Lee Gaines reports on the new law and how it will be carried out.
Brennan Hightower and her kids have a favorite history game.
So let's say I flip over two and I get Jesse Owens. So we have a match. You go to your book of heroes.
The goal of the game is to match historic Black figures and events.
I get to Jesse Owens and it gives me a little bit of information about him. It said Jesse Owens was acknowledged as an American hero after winning 4 gold medals in track and field events in the 1936 Olympics in Berlin.
Hightower, who is Black, lives with her family in Danville in East Central Illinois. She bought the game years ago, but still plays it with her sons, who are now 10 and 15. Hightower says the game inspired her to buy more educational materials about Black history.
Because a lot of what's being taught in the school is American or European. They're not getting a lot of the Black history or the African-American history.
Following protests against systemic racism and police brutality last year, a wave of legislation expanding multicultural education was introduced in state legislatures across the country. And 25 bills specifically involve Black history. In New Jersey, for example, lawmakers approved legislation that declares that school curricula has consistently omitted or misrepresented Black history, and the law requires expanded instruction on the contributions and accomplishments of Black Americans. In Illinois, the state's legislative Black caucus championed legislation addressing systemic racism in education. Part of the legislation, which was signed into law in March, requires schools to teach an expanded Black history dating all the way back to 3000 BCE. One of the Black caucus lawmakers working on this issue is State Representative LaShawn Ford.
I believe that when history was written, it was written with only one group at the table, white men. And so I think that this is not an attack on white men. This is just getting it right, realizing that it's from one lens.
Ford is a Democrat who represents portions of Chicago's West Side and Western suburbs, and he's also a former teacher. He says most Black history in schools begins with slavery.
But the truth is, we were born in a country where we were kings and queens, and we actually made major contributions to our country. And then we were uprooted, taken away from a culture, and our history was erased.
Ford says the law demands that students get a more accurate and inclusive version of Black history. Even though he's been working on this for years, Ford says the killings of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor placed a spotlight on racial inequities and created an opportunity to pass the legislation. Some schools in Illinois are already teaching the kind of history that lawmakers like Ford want to see. Trayvon Parnell teaches African American history, an elective course at Central High School in Champaign.
We get an entire semester to really break down what exactly, why are Black people here, and what enfranchisement has looked like over the last, you know, almost 170 years.
Parnell, who is Black, applauds the new law, but he also worries about how it will come across in the classroom if teachers don't make an effort.
There's certainly a much more robust way of discussing the serious complexities of structural racism and the story of Black people. And there is really a wrong way to do it.
But the Illinois State Board of Education, or ISBE, says the state will work with schools to help them implement the changes. ISBE says the new history standards won't take effect until the 2022-23 school year. Jennifer Kermis is the executive director of teaching and learning for ISBE.
We've learned a lot of lessons around the kinds of supports and tools that really help teachers to shift their practice. And that's what this is really about. This is about supporting teachers to achieve everything that they possibly can with every student.
Kermis says the state is responsible for setting the standards, which sets the expectation for what students should learn. It's the local school districts that determine how and what curriculum they're going to use to teach to those standards. Brennan Hightower, the parent in Danville, is pleased with the new law, but she says she'll continue to teach Black history at home.
Because I don't know how it's going to be taught. You know, I don't know who's going to be teaching it. And change is not easy for everyone.
Hightower says if Black history lessons honor and respect the legacy, it will benefit all students. And that's something she's looking forward to. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Gaines.